Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Hopkins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, George Earnshaw. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Dib Williams. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Al Benton. And now, play ball. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas bunts towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Swanson moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball four. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes bunts towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski takes first base on ball four. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Swanson takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. Haas hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes fields it, tags Johnson for the out, and throws to second to double up Kramer. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The throw from Berry and he is out. McNair applying the tag. One out. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. he's got two RBIs. Coleman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Majeski and he is safe. McNair steals second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Haas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons is hit by the pitch. Swanson moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-1 in the game. Benton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Appling fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kramer. The throw from Majeski and he is out, Appling applying the tag. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a line drive to left field. Johnson throws towards the plate. Berry fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Berry. Hayes scores. Majeski moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards second. Williams picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Haas moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Simmons goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Charlie Berry. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes juggles the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Rabbit Worstler pinch runs for Johnny Markham. Lou Finney pinch hits for Al Benton. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swanson. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Finney moves to third. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Finney scores. Kramer scores. It's White Sox, 5, Athletics, 5. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Frankie Hayes now catching. Bill Dietrich now pitching. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Earnshaw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Swanson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earnshaw moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Earnshaw moves to third. Swanson moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Earnshaw scores. Swanson scores. Haas moves to third. It's 7-5, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Coleman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's White Sox, 7, Athletics, 7. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich bunts towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to second. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. he's got one RBI. Dykes takes first base on ball four. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hayes bunts towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hayes for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. It's 8-7, White Sox. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Majeski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Fox moves to second. It's White Sox, 8, Athletics, 8. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 3-for-3 in the game, with three home runs and a walk. He's got five RBIs. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. McNair hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 8. The White Sox will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Swanson hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got three RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-0 in the game. Dietrich takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swanson. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Dietrich moves to third. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Williams reaches second base with a double. Dietrich scores. Kramer moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 8. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.